Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When Jeremiah wrote his great prophecy, the Israelites were on the brink of being carried into Babylonian captivity. Jeremiah warned the Jews, especially the Jewish leaders, of what would transpire if they did not repent and seek the face of God. God said to the Jews through Jeremiah, "Go and proclaim these words toward the north, and say, Return, you backsliding Israel, says the Lord, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, says the Lord, and I will not keep my anger forever. Only acknowledge your iniquity, that you have transgressed against the Lord your God, and have scattered your ways to strangers under every green tree, and you have not obeyed my voice. Turn, O backsliding Israel, says the Lord. For I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city, and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion, and I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." Jeremiah 2:12-14. God promised that he would gather a remnant of his flock from the countries where he had driven them. He would set over them shepherds who were more interested in the flock than in the fleece. Jeremiah 23:3-4. All of these gracious promises should have been comforting and inspiring to the Israelites. But God goes beyond the promises relating to the return of the Jews from Babylonian exile. "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and the king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth." Jeremiah 23:5. Is there any doubt about the meaning of the righteous branch who would be raised up of the seed of David? Jeremiah was reporting God's plans and provisions for the coming of the Messiah. Earlier in the history of Israel, the prophet Isaiah had used the metaphor of a branch to outline the work of the Messiah. "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." Isaiah 11:1-2. Zechariah also predicts the coming of the branch. "Hear now, O Joshua the high priest, you and your fellows who sit before you, for they are men wondered at. For, behold, I will bring forth my servant the branch." Zechariah 3:8. The branch, according to Isaiah, would provide understanding, wisdom, knowledge, and fear of the Lord. Jeremiah called him a righteous branch, who would execute judgment and justice in the earth. If you read carefully the books of the New Testament, you know the prophets of the Old were speaking of the branch who would come, and that branch would be Jesus Christ. He alone fulfills those prophetic utterances and many others in the Old Testament. He alone has made it possible for men to be righteous before God Almighty. When the righteous branch came to this earth, Judah was saved, not the physical house of Judah, but those who constitute spiritual Israel, the church of the living God, which includes both Jews and Gentiles, according to Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus, Ephesians 2:11-16. God's people, Israel, would dwell safely. "This is the name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness." Jeremiah 23:6. In the history of the world, has there ever been anyone as righteous as Jesus was? The Apostle Peter described Jesus as the one who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. 1 Peter 2:22. The Hebrew writer says Jesus was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4:15. How grateful we ought to be to have God's righteous branch as our Savior. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.